This afternoon, we're going to read from the Psalm 13 to the chief musician, a Psalm of David. How long wilt thou forget me, O Lord? Forever. How long wilt thou hide thy face from me? How long shall I take counsel in my soul, having sorrow in my heart daily? How long shall mine enemy be exalted over me? Consider and hear me, O Lord my God. Lighten mine eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death, lest mine enemy say I have prevailed against him, and those that trouble me rejoice when I am moved. But I have trusted in thy mercy. My heart shall rejoice in thy salvation. I will sing unto the Lord, because he hath dealt bountifully with me. We know that God will bless his word to our hearts. This particular poem, written by King David, the greatest of the Hebrew poets, contains six verses. These six verses can be conveniently divided into three groups, each containing two verses. In this way, we can observe the poet's progression of feelings and fears as he writes his verse. The poem begins like a mighty storm. The wind is howling, the waves are crashing. All of this is indicative of David's thoughts as he sat down to compose. By the time he comes to the end, his words appear like a beautiful lagoon. The surface is like glass. There is scarcely a ripple upon the waters. The poet's restless soul was brought to rest. His sorrowful spirit was brought to serenity. The concern which troubled him greatly gave way to perfect calm. The three sets of two verses explain what was going on in David's mind at the time of writing, and most importantly, they explain how he experienced such soothing of his spirit. We will think about his problem, his prayer, and his peace. What then can we say about his problem, the turbulent nature of his spirit and heart? He was certainly despondent. We might well say that he was depressed. Depression? Could it be that King David was suffering from this illness? Perhaps you today are suffering from depression. Maybe you will learn something and find some help from this man who suffered as you suffer. What then was the cause of David's depression? If he was to use one word to explain what triggered his condition, he would, I believe, have used the word abandoned. He was alone in this world. He felt that all had forsaken him, most poignantly of all. He believed, he was convinced that God had forsaken him. Therefore, he opened his poem with a sharp cry, which if it had come from his lips, the shriek would have cut the air and melted hearts all around him. How long wilt thou forget, O Lord? Forever? How long wilt thou hide thy face from me? Here was a man who knew God, yet he believed that God had turned his back on him. There was a deep sense of loneliness which filled his heart. What had prompted such despair? In David's case, he was being persecuted. His enemy was, in his own words, being exalted over him. This caused a deep sorrow which captivated David's heart on a daily basis. Those who suffer from depression know only too well what this feels like, a darkness from which it seems there is no escape, a sense that you are abandoned by both God and man. In David's case, his depression had an external cause. The activities of his enemy had brought about this sense of abandonment. Often depression is triggered by difficulties and trials that we are called to undergo. Physical pain is one obvious cause. When the body is suffering, the mind becomes weary and agitated. Bereavement and loneliness is another trigger. Sorrow because of the loss of a loved one. The grieving over the chair that now is empty. All of this affects the mind. For many, the business and stress of modern life has a detrimental effect upon the mind. For others, problems within the marriage and the home, and the inability to come up with solutions for these domestic issues, creates a sense of abandonment. Perhaps you are preoccupied with a sense of despair today. You are crying out, how long? You wonder, is there an end in sight? Such is the turbulence that you are experiencing. In the midst of his anxiety, however, David prayed. The tone of his poem and his state of mind begins to change at this point. While his mind has not yet become the still lagoon, the wind has certainly ceased to roar, and the breakers do not look quite so menacing. He understands that although he feels the Lord has forsaken him, yet his feelings are telling him lies. Our feelings often deceive. This is so true in the realm of spiritual experience. Although David felt abandoned by God, yet he was still able to pray. Prayer is not the activity of one whom God has forsaken. In turmoil, the poet knew that God listened. His prayer is most beautiful. Let us not miss the majesty of his words. Consider and hear me, O Lord my God. Lighten mine eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death. I wonder in my mind what David meant by the sleep of death. Was he afraid that the darkness of his mind would never lift, that he would remain in this state of depression as long as he lived? Was he afraid for his own life? Was he afraid that this depression would cut his life short? Was there a sense here in which he was afraid to live and he was afraid to die? He was in a living death, existing without peace. Therefore he asked God to lighten his eyes. He desired that the light would shine, that God would send sunbeams of mercy into his life. This was what he requested. Have you prayed about your problems, dear listener, today? Have you sought the Lord? Because you feel abandoned does not mean that God has forsaken you. If you turn to God, he will listen. He does not forsake us. Pray for the light to shine. Pray for hope in your darkness. Pray for the healing of your mind. Yet there is so much more here than the soothing of a despondent spirit. If you today do not know Christ, you have the greatest of all difficulty, whether you're suffering from depression or not. There is a darkness in your soul. You are without God in the sense in which you are not forgiven, nor are you in his family. You require light, lest you sleep the sleep of death, the sleep of death. To die without Christ is to sleep the sleep of death. It is to be without God and his mercy forever. It is to be shut off in hell. How you need to pray for mercy and peace. And God never turns away from those who turn to him. Let us think about peace. This man had moved from problem through prayer, through peace. The wind has ceased entirely now. The lake of his life is now a calm lagoon. There are no ripples. All is well. He is trusting. He is rejoicing. He is singing. God has made all things new in his life. Here we observe the power of faith. David was once insecure and anxious, but now he is buoyed up because he is trusting in the mercy of God. David's heart once felt abandoned, but now his heart rejoiced. He specifically states that he rejoiced in his heart. Some people look happy and merry, but they are far from it. Joy in the heart is what God supplies and provides. His happy heart is now singing because God has dealt graciously with him. If you're depressed today, I do not know how long your illness will continue. I know this, however, that like David, there is value in looking to God and praying to him. I would encourage you to do this. If there is one thing that can make a difference to your life, if there is one thing that can bring light to your life, it is prayer, and God is the answer. He has not forsaken you. I pray that he will bring your heart to peace through his Son, Jesus Christ. I thank you so much for listening.